Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies for mastering our human emotions, for creating miracles, and for ways to go within to access our highest sense of intuition and wisdom. In today's show, I welcome Yuki Oikawa, a Japanese political commentator, historian and consultant, and a longtime observer of Japanese politics and Japanese-American relations. Today we will gain valuable insight into a problem facing our world communities as North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, continues to employ nuclear missiles not sanctioned by the United Nations, and we will talk about how we must deal with an ongoing escalation of violence and disregard for human life throughout the world. Hello, Mr. Oikawa, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Yuki, as listeners of Healing From Within have come to expect over the years, we tackle many topics that provide us with a clearer view of human development and how important our need is for realizing our human potential by conquering the fears and restrictions of our physical world. In each show, we follow a metaphysical understanding of energy and universal laws, so we may come to know a sense of inner intuitive wisdom and better define our personal life, creating health, happiness, peace, and hopefully affect the world in a more positive light. In today's episode, we will discuss an increasingly frightful stream of events that threaten worldwide peace. Recently, on February 7, 2016, North Korea fired an Unha 3 satellite launch rocket into space. The UN Security Council unanimously condemned the exercise, which America, South Korea, and Japan see as part of a program to develop an intercontinental ballistic missile. The UN promised fresh sanctions. We will talk about the consequences of this action by North Korea and future actions, and also discuss the reasons and conditions the United States, Japan, and the free world are functioning under to allow this unwarranted aggression. Yuki, I always love to begin each show by asking my guests to think back to their childhood, to remember an event or a person or place that might have shown them or people around the early interests, talents, or goals that were displayed as a child that led to the person you are now as an adult. So think back for a minute to your childhood. What was important to you?
Okay. Maybe this is not the child, my childhood, but my teenage memory. I have visited the United States from Japan when I was, 12 years old. This is my first visit to United States and other countries. It's a summer vacation to stay in Florida, America's private school, and to get English language school. So that time, I got a huge shock, you know, the big difference between U.S.-Japan culture. So, and that time, I realized I would like to make a contribution to the both, the relationship between the both nations.
Isn't that wonderful? So you had an affinity and a feeling of connection to the United States and to Japan, and you wanted to find ways to help both relate better to each other's culture. That's excellent, beautiful. Personally, Yuki, you have a wonderful background that does cross the financial, religious, and political worlds. While you currently live in Japan, you have lived in New York, as you just said, and traveled to the United States often. So please tell us, our listeners, a little bit about your life and work now and your concerns.
I see. As you introduced me, I'm now the political consultant on, especially on international politics and also U.S.-Japan relationships, because I used to work for the American company on Wall Street as a financial consultant. And also, I used to work in the United States as a spiritual, kind of spiritual minister of the Japanese new spiritual movement, which is called Happy Science. I am head of a U.S. headquarters, and also I'm a minister of the organize and conduct the spiritual seminars in many places in the U.S. So in front of many the American ordinary people, I made the seminars on the spiritual topics and taught the people how to meditate. I was a meditation teacher. And then I moved to the political side. Now I'm belong to the new Japanese conservative political party, which is called the Happiness Realization Party of Japan.
It's a new party, political party. You're the director. It's called the Happiness Realization Party of Japan. It's a conservative political party founded by Master Ryoho Okawa, who is the founder of Happy Science. Now, Master Okawa is a spiritual leader like you and like me, and we are aware of the unfolding of universal energy for evolution and expansion. I was never very, very political, and I'm sure maybe Master Okawa was not either. But why has he and you gotten involved in politics at this time?
Okay. He, as you said, like you, the Master Ryoho Okawa is a spiritual leader and also the national bestseller writer, author in Japan and also in Asia. So he published so many books, and many books became a national bestseller in Japan. That's why he attracted so many people. So I found his book, and then I decided to be one of his disciples. So that's why I left the Wall Street, and then I came back to Japan. So at the first stage, I entered the spiritual training period under his guidance. So and then I became a teacher. So the Master Ryoho Okawa, he is a kind of a psychic person. You know, he can feel the universal energy and can use it for many purposes. So that's why sometimes he can find the principles of the human mind and life, so for the purpose of the success and happiness. So people love that kind of principles. And
well,
also of
yes, I think, Yuki, I think you went back to evolve and study and define a different part of this physical life. You were very much in the physical world when you were on Wall Street, and you developed that, and you had skills in that, but something else within you called out to develop another part of yourself, and it is that soul essence, that intuition, that connection to universal energy, which at some point in all of our lives we question, we become aware of, and when we merge, when we begin to merge that, we're able to be kinder, more compassionate, loving human beings. And that's what the world so sorely needs at this time of conflict. And there are many people like us who want to help others bring this out
That's right.
in their lives.
That's right.
So I see it this
That's
way.
Right.
I've never been politically motivated, and I've always just voted for the person I feel best exhibits a high sense of spirit and goodness and goodwill and awareness with the universal laws of energy. I don't care about party affiliation. In the United States, we have the Democrats and the Republicans, and at this time, it seems these parties are redefining themselves because the populace are not happy with some of the present-day presidential administration, and we have so many international problems and problems in the country. So I think there are many changes going on now politically because there are many changes going on spiritually with the people. So let us go on to on Monday, February 22nd, I heard on the news that President Obama was working on some kind of plan to limit the nuclear plans by North Korea, much like the treaty that he did with Iran. What do you think is possible for Obama to achieve with North Korea? And what do you think about the Iranian deal that was negotiated?
But before that, let me talk about the current situation from the Japanese perspective. The two neighbors of Japan, such as China and North Korea, now are proud of holding the nuclear weapons. As the North Korea, the recent the nuclear weapon test, they finally succeeded in developing nuclear weapons. So it means the old Japanese become something like a hostage of North Korea. So please imagine that. The European neighbors, Canada and Mexico, become communists and then got the nuclear weapons. And also America doesn't have any nuclear weapons. So this is our situation in Japan. So, and then we are very now grateful for the U.S. Congress. So U.S. Congress passed the North Korean Sanction Act,
Yes.
prohibiting the luxury goods import and the drug trafficking. However, the problem is the Obama administration. So Obama administration has not been seen, the serious about the North Korea issue.
Well, they
So
haven't been
maybe
serious about the Middle East either, and that's
that's
why there
right.
is so much unrest because they think everyone will work these problems out by themselves without U.S. interaction and support. What do you think about that? Can they work out these problems without a world coalition and the U.S. heavily invested in keeping peace?
This time North Korea developed the middle-range ballistic missile, which is called Rodong First. Rodong First technology has been exported to Iran. This is a real problem because Iran can give the huge money to North Korea. So North Korea, as you know, is one of the most poorest countries in the
Yes.
world. However, so they can get the huge money from Iran. So that's why. So they can develop the nuclear weapon and missile, and then they can share that technology with Iran. Iran can get the missile and nuclear weapon from North Korea, which is a huge threat in Middle East.
Why is China?
Right.
China has nuclear weapons. Is that correct?
That's
China,
correct.
China. Yes. Why does China is a friend of North Korea. Why do they want North Korea to have nuclear weapons? North Korea is such a poor country that the other day somebody said to me, you know, when you go over North Korea at night, it's dark because they don't have electricity in so many places. Their people are poor. So how do they have the wherewithal, the ability to build nuclear weapons? I don't understand.
Okay, this is very complicated. So let me explain the basic situation. you know, China and North Korea are friends. However, they are not best friends. They organized the Communist Alliance. However, China has been using North Korea for the purpose of, you know, confronting the United States. Mm. So they can use North Korea, which is a huge threat to Japan, to South Korea and United States. So that's why South Korea it hasn't been useful for China. However, China has now huge concern because they are now out of control. So they got the new leader, young leader, Kim Jong-un. His father and grandfather are very obedient to China. However, Kim Jong-un is different and special. Kim Jong-un doesn't like China. And Kim Jong-un are not trying to enforce the China. So that's why China is now concerned, and China now decided to allow UN and US to do the sanction, economic sanction against North Korea.
Now that would be good. China, Iran, Russia, and the U.S. working cooperatively to stop nuclear advancement or armament, that would be great. We could all work together.
Right.
That would
that's
be
right.
Where we want to go.
However, as I said, the North Korea, especially Kim Jong-un, is already out of control, even to the China. So that's why China cannot stop Kim Jong-un to develop more nuclear weapons. At the same time, they have to keep providing oil and other luxury goods to North Korea, because they cannot kill North Korea. They need North Korea to confront the United States in Asia.
Mm. Why do they need North Korea, China? What do they import from them?
So North Korea can give the huge pressure and threat to Japan and the U.S. That's why they're very useful to China.
Oh, I see. Okay, now our listeners are starting to see this. This is a game, a ploy, power, mm-hmm. and who, and threats, and bullying, a bit of bullying. But let's go on to something else. Now, Master Okawa, like me, is a spiritual medium, and we mm-hmm. meditate and we get information, accurate information, with great love and feeling, from an informational field of eternal life. And we can use some of that to help guide people to find their destiny and their best life. And now perhaps we can use it to find out what Kim Jong-un really is thinking about. So I know Master Okawa did a reading exposing North Korea's menacing leader Kim Jong-un's plot for this psychological war that we're talking about, and in conversation with the hidden consciousness or soul, Ryuho Okawa has determined that we are in a second Cold War, and we must be committed to assisting the world by making valuable information available through these spiritual messages. And Okawa has published many, many books on spiritual messages. So what are the immediate goals of Master Okawa and all loving spiritual citizens everywhere in regard to Kim Jong-un's plot? What do we really want to do? What are the three immediate things we want to work on as a result of the reading that he's done and the information he has determined?
Okay. You know, North Korea's the nuclear weapon test is the fourth time. This is the fourth time. And then the North Korea did the test of the nuclear weapon, and then the international community got angry, and the UN decided the any kind of sanctions, and then nothing happened. So we keep this pattern over and over again. So that's why the people in Japan, the maybe people in the U.S. can get used to this kind of situation and this kind of news. So that is the problem. So that's why the Master Okawa can feel the future problem. So because the already 20 years passed since the North Korea started the nuclear weapon development. So that's why the already nuclear weapon was is nuclear weapon existed in North Korea. And also from his speech of mind leading, the North Korea's new leader, Kim Jong-un, is thinking about not only threatening other countries, but also using this weapon for his purpose.
Okay, this is the problem now. So we've got to protect Asia and the rest of the world from the use of these weapons and from people being taken over, countries being taken over, maybe
right,
by connections
right. However,
to communism.
The problem is,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, the problem is that most of the people in Japan and Asia are not thinking about seriously North Korea could use nuclear weapons.
They're not? No.
No, no, no.
What are they thinking?
No. So, because as you said, North Korea is still a poor country, so what can they do? So they just want to threat the other country. However, the on the peninsula of the Korean peninsula, so still they are on the wall between North Korea and South Korea.
Yes.
So Kim Jong-un could use the new weapon against South Korea.
And that would not make the United States or China very happy, would it?
Yeah, but if that kind of thing happens, it's a huge problem. Because the UN and maybe Obama administration are not so strong, you know, taking a serious action against North Korea. So because the North Korean new leader, Kim Jong-un, are already realized the Obama administration, Obama is not so strong. That's why he is very positive about using the weapons.
All right. Well, in light of his reading, I believe Master Okawa has a message for America. And he said, many countries around the world, including Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Australia, may be on the verge of being invaded by China. America and its president need to be the decision makers of the world. Master Okawa urges Americans not to lose sight of the American tradition of believing in God and acting in the name of justice to create a better world. Now, from that thought, let's go to the election that we're having in the United States in November of 2016. We're right in the middle now of selecting candidates from the Democratic and Republican parties. So how important is this U.S. presidential election that's coming up? And in your opinion, Master Okawa, which candidate do you believe is the best candidate to deal with Kim Jong-un, North Korea, and these other problems around the world?
Mm-hmm.
That's
a big question.
Big question.
Right. Yeah. Let me make a small comment from the Japanese perspective again. So U.S. presidential election is your election, right? So we cannot vote. However, this time, huge. It's very important for Japan and for Asia because we have two big problems, North Korea and China. So China now invading in the South China Sea. So we need a strong nation to stop China and North Korea. So that's why we would like to expect the new U.S. president to deal with these issues with Japan and other Asian countries. So that's why we are carefully watching the who's going to be new president.
All
and
right.
my personal
it's
my
important
personal
then
opinion.
And what is your personal
Right.
opinion for who would be a good leader to help bring the world together? I want to bring us all together. That's my hope and dream. You know, I'm a Reiki energy practitioner, and I believe if some of these leaders would meditate and would come in contact with their own energy and an understanding of their soul nature, they would be less angry and less judgmental and less in their ego and more in bringing together the forces for good and peace and justice and love. And that's what we have to hope. But tell me, please, what is your candidate, or who do you think is the best American candidate at the present time to deal with these issues?
Again, from the Japanese perspective, so we would like to expect Donald Trump to make America strong again, especially in Asia. So, you know, from the maybe U.S. perspective, the Middle East.
You feel Donald Trump will have the energy and the love of this country, his own country, and the world to bring together and be strong enough to do this. So I thank you very much for giving that opinion. Now, I have myself personally done several readings on the leading candidates myself, and I have not been pleased with some of the choices before the American people and some of the behavior that I have seen during this process of finding a candidate. But still, I'm not going to condemn any soul's right who wants to run and fulfill their personal destiny and run for office if that's their life plan. But I truly hope the right president will emerge. I really hope.
So,
yes.
Let me add one more information on Donald Trump. The Ryuho, Master Ryuho Okawa, he did a spiritual interview with the guardian spirit of Donald Trump the beginning of this year, and then he published the old recording as a book in Japan, and also he published that book in English in the U.S. The title is The Trump Card in the Presidential Election.
Well, I did, in my reading for Donald Trump, I did feel his strength, and I did feel a man of light sending out to all of the world the information and the need to bring changes about. And I found that very powerful. I did like that part of the reading. So we have no control how it's going to go, but I do hope we have the best leader at this time, and I'm sure we will. I'm sure Spirit is working with us on this issue and will bring us all forward. It's part of our evolution and part of all our spiritual growth, I believe. Even though it's aggravating to watch some of this behavior, I know ultimately we will do well, and we will move past that, and we will have a leader who will truly lead, and that's what we want.
So if you visit Amazon.com and find the Trump card in presidential elections, you can get more information.
Okay. We will do that, and I'm asking my listeners to do that. I want to thank you, Yuki Oikawa, for sharing the wisdom of your political and historical insights into the worldwide issues that concern us all now, and for sharing Master Ryoho Okawa's spiritual readings, which allow us to see what direction the world has been allowing themselves to be propelled into and where we should start to move now. To read other books by Master Ryoho Okawa, go to okawabooks.com or happyscience-na.org. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have seen the repeated themes of aggression and ego-based terrorism by leaders who ignore the needs and general interests of their citizens, and bullies who threaten those who seek a peaceful and unified way to live harmoniously. The unhinged behaviors of the leaders in any part of the world who allow terrorists to live and threaten their own people are not helping stabilize their areas, nor work towards establishing the right of all people everywhere to enjoy in these modern times more ways to follow their own religious or spiritual practices without reprisals, and some being forced to follow radical themes that do not help them or their nations evolve into healthier places to live. I want our listeners to remember the old term, live and let live. It would seem moderate people have a responsibility to avoid being harassed by militants and fanatics. Since we cannot change anyone but ourselves, we can't isolate and move away from this unbridled hatred, and we can't contain where possible and eliminate where necessary. But we must have a more concerted world effort to stop another religious war like the Christian Crusades and the Second World War. Many people worldwide have evolved, as can be evidenced by the actions and help of our modern-day Pope Francis and the European countries that have tried so hard to accept refugees from troubled countries. Passivity and passing the buck are not what is needed to ensure freedom and safety. We will, as in the past, fight for freedom, grace, and the dignity of all people to achieve the best level of education, health, and love for life. But it will take a worldwide effort to become more humane and human, less self-absorbed, and more selfless. And not tomorrow, but right now. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to worldwide leaders in the field of personal self-development, spirituality, science, metaphysics, energy healing, the arts, and education, and in today's show, the political structure of the world, and to hone your own talents, spiritual gifts, and manifest the life of your choice. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvisions7radio.com. Thank you.